Hello, everyone. Welcome to $10K Dollar Day. It's your favorite comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travel. And today we're talking about matching outfits, sheep, and suckers.
So we're all just going to pretend that crop tops are fine.
Yes.
Okay, everyone, we're here. It is episode 220 of $10K Dollar Day. I'm Lulu Picard.
I'm Allison Burns.
So let's tell you what it's about, okay? We're about to spend a fake $10,000 in 24 hours somewhere around the world. Allison has planned a day. I've planned a day. We don't know what each of us are going to do. I have a feeling it's going to be a little insane. But always fun, and usually involving something expensive that none of us can afford.
Yes, true.
Now, you might also have heard our voices on our other podcast. It's called The Daily Happy. You do have to search for it. It's only 10 minutes. We do it every single day because we're crazy. And we would love to see you there for some laughs and some real talk and authenticity and all that kind of stuff. And Allison, why don't you tell them how they can reach us and email us and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, we got email like most people in America and across the world. It's 10kdollarday@gmail.com. And then we also have a ton of social media. Media presence. Just search $10K Dollar Day. You'll find us. We have YouTube channels, Twitter, Instagram. We even have a TikTok. So check those out. Follow us on all of those things. It's lots of fun.
Yeah. Anytime you see Allison, Andrea, or me with a phone in our hand, we swear we're working.
Yeah. Promise.
Yeah. It's funny when you said that thing about email because I'm rewatching Seinfeld right now.
Oh.
Which is one of my favorite shows, but yeah. It's such a time capsule of a show because yeah. The things that they talk about are like email coming back or,
yeah,
you know, like the answering machine messages. Or one of my favorite episodes is when the 646 exchange came to New York and Elaine needs a new phone number and they give her a 646 and she's like, absolutely not. It's an entire episode about the area codes in New York. It's such a time capsule.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So when you said email, I just remembered that there's like this whole plot line where they're like, they don't trust email.
Interesting.
Because it's new.
Yeah. And because it's out there. Like, where is it going? How does it get there? Who has access to it?
So here we are, episode 220.
Hey.
That's a lot. That's a lot of podcasts, everyone. But we're glad to be here. Hi to all the other podcasters. We know that there's a lot of podcasters listening these days. And we're here at episode 220. You can get there too. You know, like you don't have to have a lot of anything. You just have to be silly.
And consistent.
And consistently silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Allison, for everyone listening.
Okay.
What's our secret to consistency? Because now we've been here for 4 years. We have not missed an episode of either of our podcasts, one of which is daily. We're really proud of that because we're two busy women.
Yeah.
So if someone was like, but how do you do it? What's the answer?
I mean, we literally just make time. We treat it like a business. Even though it's not a full-time business. Does that make sense? So we carve out the time. We have a weekly scheduled time. It's on the calendar. And yeah. Of course, there are some things where we have to move it around. But we both know, hey, on this day, at this time, this is what's already there. So even for instance, today, I had someone reach out and say, hey, can you come sub for this class today for a couple of hours? I was like, no, I have a standing appointment. So, you know, we just make time for it. And I think that's the one thing you have to do. You have to put it in your calendar. I'm a calendar person. If it's in the calendar, right. it is written by God. So it's chiseled into stone, if you will. So that's what I do. I put it in my calendar. It is on there. That is my work time. Everybody knows it, you know?
Well, I think prioritizing it for sure, like it's a job. But if that's not possible for you, right? Like if you are a single mom, mm-hmm. and you're super busy and you're working three jobs because life is hard right now and all that kind of stuff. Batching has been huge for us. And so sometimes, like for instance, this is coming out on March 9th. currently today, it is January 26th.
Hey, now, spoiler alert.
Allison and I were not always great at this either. No. So our life used to be run by the podcast release schedule.
That's right.
It was like Tuesday nights and Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Do not talk to me.
You we're like, it's almost midnight.
Right. But now we've grown up a little and we also realized that to help our producer along, we should probably be more ahead. So we're pretty far ahead. And on the daily, we will batch as well. Like if Allison has a dance competition or right. if I have tech rehearsals coming up. So a lot of people on Twitter have been asking, like, how do you stay consistent? And I think the answer is really want to be.
Yes. Yeah, you got to want it.
It might be 2 a.m. Okay. And then if you don't want to do it at 2 a.m, then you do it at 3 p.m, 3 months yeah. before. So you don't have to do it at 2 a.m. on Christmas week.
Right. And it also helps when you know that there are people out there waiting for your episode, if you think
oh my
about
gosh,
it like
yes.
that.
Yes.
And so you don't want to disappoint them. It's like having accountability partners at like the gym, right? If you don't show up, they're all going to text you. So it's that sort of thing. Like we have to show up for them.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And also, we should say, listeners, if you don't have a podcast and you're a listener, thank you to everyone who has ever emailed us, tweeted us, Instagrammed us, talked to us on the Facebook page, anything. Because there are some days where we're like, oh, we're not going to get this out. And I'll have right. to say, well, Greg in New York listens to The Daily at 1 a.m, so we have to hit that deadline.
Right. Exactly.
Because I know, because he wrote us and told us what time he listens to it. You know, Erin right. in Texas tells us that she listens to this with her kids for the middle school drop off.
Yeah.
So great. Now we know.
Now we know.
And now we know we have to show up. So
that's
thank
right.
you, everyone, for making us show up.
Yeah.
See, everyone thinks Allison and I are our accountability partners, but it's really you.
It's all you.
It's all you. Okay.
Thanks for should being
we get,
there.
Should we get to the meat of the podcast?
Sure,
maybe?
Why
I think
not?
So.
Let's do it.
Let's go to our first segment. It is Obsessions. Allison, what's your obsession this week?
So now that Lulu let everyone know that it's January when we're recording this. So everyone, if you listen to The Daily Happy, you found out that I had stitches in my finger. But this will still be relevant in March because I was told I have to keep my finger covered for 4 to 6 months after yes! the stitches were removed. But here's my new obsession. I didn't even know these things existed, and now I'm freaking obsessed with it. I'm going to take out stock in it. Do you know that they sell at CVS? They're called finger sleeves.
I thought they were called finger condoms.
Well, that's what I kind of called them.
Maybe in my head I just call them finger condoms.
Yeah, but because they do. They look like cloth condoms. Yeah, but they're cloth and they fit your finger perfectly. And they're so cute and they're like white and they kind of roll down at the end. So it's actually a very pleasingly aesthetic look as well, as opposed to like gauze. I'm obsessed with these. And because it's become like a new fashion statement for me, the finger uh-huh. sleeves at CVS are my new obsession because I bought like 6 packs already because I know I change them at least twice a day. Mm-hmm. And you can cut them to fit your length of finger.
Can you dye them?
Oh, I bet I could dye them. I was like, I wonder if I could throw these in one of those Diddy bags and wash them instead of, you know, to save.
You should dye them and you could match your outfits.
Oh my gosh.
You will start a fashion trend, like for real.
What I need to, and then I could sell them.
Yes. You should sell them for middle fingers so you can like flick someone off, but like in a fashionable way.
And I could put faces on them. You can like,
oh,
this is a great idea.
I mean, could you imagine if like your middle finger was like so much of a middle finger that it had a dress?
Yes, its own personality.
Can you make a cape for mine?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Finger superhero.
Yes. Yes. But really just the middle finger. You're taking the middle finger back.
Taking the middle finger. Yeah. So instead of flipping the bird, you can flip whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
I gotta
fashion
think of
week.
A, yeah, it's fashion week. I got to think of a really like fun name for this.
If you could also look at some of the, you know, I love high fashion, right?
Yes,
so
you
if
do.
You will check out some of the amazing fashion shows that have been happening this week. And if you could recreate one of those dresses on your finger, I would also...
That's a great.
Really. You should do a tribute to the runway shows of spring, summer 22.
Oh, okay.
With your finger.
Okay. Okay, okay. I like that. Ooh.
Yeah, you could just take, there's a couple people who are doing like really flowy looks. So you literally could probably just take like toilet paper and like.
That's true. That's true.
Fling it around, but make it fashion.
Make it fashion. Make it finger. I love that.
But make it finger.
Yeah, we got to think of it like fingerlings or finger fashion. Finger fashion.
We'll get back.
Yeah. It's a work in progress. If you guys think of a good fingered word, that's
there it is. Okay, cool. We're keeping that in.
No.
All right. So my obsession
is what
is you? No.
Terrible.
Oh. Oh. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. My obsession is Winter Garden, Florida.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, you've been there. That's where Pilar's Martini Bar is. It's a really cute, Hallmarky looking main street close to Orlando.
Yes.
And I've been hanging out there a little more recently because it's pretty near my house and it's pleasant and awesome. And there's lots of little businesses. Mm-hmm. And it's just so nice. And I think I'm soaking it up because I know I'm leaving soon.
Yeah.
And so I'm really trying to like take Polaroids of Florida life in my head, you know, like as I go through the first part of 2022. And I didn't get to do that the first time I moved away because I moved away and it was weird. I mean, like we were moving for a show and it was fast and I didn't have this like long lead up. So now that I am here for the end of a long lead up, hopefully, maybe as we look at the schedule.
Sure.
I'm enjoying like soaking in Florida.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So my obsession is Winter Garden, Florida right now. And if you are a tourist and you want to come into Orlando, I would say spend a day walking around, or not a day, but like an evening, and have dinner out there and support a local business, mostly because a lot of the businesses in Winter Garden are run by former Disney cast members. So if you want to.
Yeah.
Go help them out and spend some money locally. I would say anyone out there who's coming to Orlando, do us a favor and go and find one local place while you're here. A coffee shop, a restaurant, a little boutique, because all of the tourist money goes to the parks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so if you can go to a local place, if you're like, that seems crazy and I don't know how to pick it, I will literally tell you where to go. So
yeah, just email us.
Email us at 10kdollarday@gmail.com and support the community that puts up those great attractions for you.
Yeah.
All right. Wish list.
Okay, I've been very into wearing beanies lately.
Oh, how hipster.
I know, it's super hipster, but it's because it's not for a very hipster reason. I guess maybe it is. I'm not, because of my finger, I haven't been able to wash my hair as thoroughly. So my hair has just been kind of greasy and gross. So I just throw a beanie on and then it's trendy and cool and I don't have to worry about it. But here's the thing. The beanies itch my forehead so bad. Oh, it doesn't matter what type of beanie. And I don't understand it. Other people wear beanies. Does this happen to you? So I wish that there was some sort of beanie liner or a beanie that had a liner built in that like was soft enough so it didn't affect your forehead skin. I mean, literally to the point where I will itch my skin so bad under my beanie, and then I go home to wash my face, and when I put my creams on, it burns. Because it's almost like a burn.
So you're not asking me for advice, but I do have two maybes
for
you. The first one is something called, I think it's called Cavalon cream, or it's something close to that.
Okay.
I was recommended it by a dermatologist because I was getting eczema on my hands for how much we were washing our hands in the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh.
Like it was making my hands like insane.
Okay.
So this cream is actually, I believe, made for people with hemorrhoids.
Oh.
So get over that.
Wait, you can put it on your face?
You can put it on anything. And what it does is it creates a seal so water won't get to it. Okay, I don't know if that's going to work for your beanie, but I am saying that like it does create a seal so that you can protect your skin a little bit more.
Okay.
Maybe.
That might be
an
work. Option.
It may not work. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
My other thing is maybe look for an organic beanie.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Maybe it is the material.
Yeah.
That's causing the issue.
I would look up like an organic, sustainable cottonish or like something that's better for your skin, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll start there. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, or a beret. A beret is not even on your forehead.
I can't wear a beret.
Well, I love berets. Why can't you wear a beret?
You wear a beret out?
I would.
Really?
I will. Why wouldn't you?
It's so like, I don't know.
Well, that's it. It's now my signature hat, 2022.
France, 1962.
Oh, no. It's my f***ing signature look.
A beret. No, I like to cover my forehead. I like the look of like less forehead, not more.
Well, I'm now a rainbow of beret. I'm a rainbow rainbow.
I love it.
Just wait, everyone. Just wait for all the berets. They're going to, I now I have to do it.
I
but
know.
But not until March, but I have 2 months.
to build your collection.
2 months to gather my berets. I wore one in 9 to 5 and I loved it.
Oh, interesting.
Couldn't get over it. Literally couldn't get over how much I love that beret. They go on. They just pop on your head. They're super simple.
That is true.
They pack really well. You can shove them in your bag.
That's true,
big
too.
Big fan. Love that little beret. You can put snacks up in there.
In your beret?
Oh, yeah. It kind of puffs up.
Oh, your hat. Yeah, I guess so. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, what's your wish list, berets?
I mean, I would take them.
Right?
Yeah. Because I would love an assortment of berets. I actually did that in a 10K day once. I bought an assortment of Basque berets. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Look that up, everybody. My wish list is not good for you and not healthy, and I will be judged.
Oh, okay.
That being said, I wish there was like a drive-through express lane for people who know what they want.
Oh, I hear that.
Like Instead McDonald's is close, right? Yeah. McDonald's is like, here's two lanes, pick one. And you're like, yeah, but you're not, one of these is not a TSA pre-check lane. These are both just lanes.
Right.
So I need an express lane. I would also like them to put their menus all along that place where we sit in our cars.
Yes. So people can already start looking.
So you can already know what you want by the time you get there. That's the only answer.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I'm trying to help you guys out. I mean, there's not a lot of people. So a lot of restaurants aren't even open on the inside sometimes. You know, they'll only open the drive-thru because of staffing and safety and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really just trying to help them out.
Yeah. Listen, that would help a lot of people out. People get so, you know, crazy in those lines.
Yeah. So. And when I'm doing errands and things, and if I need a really quick snack, I am still at the point, I know some of you are rolling your eyes and some of you are patting me on the back, but I am still at the point where I'm not going inside if I don't have to. So I'm going to drive through and get that chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Why not?
They're delicious. Unfortunately, we don't have a Bojangles here. You know how I feel about my Bojangles chicken sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I had to have the Popeyes one. It's okay. It's too salty.
Oh, really? It's too salty.
It's just too salty. It's just too salty. It's good, but it's not, you know. All right. Here we go. Everyone, now it's time for
10K Day.
It's a 10K dollar day. Imaginary travel and a laugh or two.
As we tell you all the crazy things we wanna do.
We buy top drawer,
but we don't really pay.
So say what's your happy and you'll be our bae. All right, today we have a word from Yamilet in Orlando.
Woohoo!
Whose voice has never been heard on the podcast. I'm pretty excited about
that. That's right. But she is a big time supporter and a Patreon member. So thank you, Yamilet, for always supporting this podcast.
I know. Silent supporter until we were like, give us a word. And she was like, okay.
Exactly.
And if you want to give us a word, everyone, all you have to do is email us at 10kdollarday@gmail.com. Yes, that's a way that we are fundraising for the podcast. We're not going to lie. But if you are a Patreon subscriber, why don't you email us? We'll see what we can do.
That's right.
All right. That's what we're talking about. It's just us. We like to say we like it's a royal we. It's really just me and Allison and Andrea. So really just negotiation is fine. If you're like, I would like to sponsor your podcast. I only have $1 a week. I'm like, listen, it's $1 we don't have. You are now the $10K day sponsored by Mike in Greensboro. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
Okay. All right. So here we go. This is Yamilet's word.
Farm.
All right, farm.
Love it. I know farms don't have to be country. That's the thing. Like, but it just makes me think of it.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Okay, we've got farm. That's our jump off word given to us by Yamilet in Orlando. Allison, you or me first?
I think I'll go first.
Okay.
Go ahead. All right. So the word farm led me to, I think this is how you pronounce it, Philo, California.
Philo. How do you spell Philo?
Philo.
Wow. I've never been there. Or Philo. I don't even know anything. I don't know. It's California. They probably call it Zaz. You know what I mean?
It's probably so true. Or maybe they actually pronounce the P. It's like Pafilo, 100%. All right. So I've picked this place because they have the Philo Apple Farm.
Ooh.
It's a California orchard that has 1,700 trees that produce 40 varieties of apples and pears. But on this farm, they also have 3 guest cottages equipped with gas fireplaces, clawfoot tubs, all you need for a romantic weekend away. And they have this thing you can buy that's called the Stay and Cook Weekends. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This includes 3 hands-on meals, which means you are helping prepare and enjoy your Saturday lunch and dinner and your Sunday brunch.
Okay.
So you're actually cooking alongside of these chefs, which I thought was so fun. And then the mornings also start off with delicious coffee, biscuits, toast, jam, and their own apple juice that they create there from their apples.
Yes, please.
I know. I'm so in. They also do weekday stay and cooks. But right now, because of just the state of the world and COVID still going around, you know, 12 years later, they're just doing the weekends right now for the stay and cook. So I decided, obviously, romantic getaway, I was going to take Chris, but I also wanted to take you and whoever you want to bring.
Just, oh my gosh.
The sky's the limit for you.
Well, in March, who knows?
Who knows? That's exactly what I was thinking.
We're 6 weeks ahead at this point. So the possibilities are endless.
Like the world is your oyster. You have 6 weeks. Like it's going to be great. So you're going to take whoever you want to bring. However, okay. I messed up pretty early on in the day.
Are we sharing a room?
Well, here's the thing. No, but I messed up money-wise, and I actually can't afford to fly you to California. So you and your partner will have to figure that out. But I messed up because right off the bat, I wanted to deck both you and I out in like farm fashion.
Yes, please.
Or like, you know, cowgirl couture, okay? Like it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I found from Saint Laurent – these fitted Western shirts that are so beautiful. They're $950 for each shirt. I found these Francois or Francois jeans from Saint Laurent, $850. And they're so cute and like Western-y. And then I got us each these, they're called 68 ankle booties. These boots for each of us, $1,195. We're going to match. We're in the same exact outfit.
We've never done that. We've never matched before.
We've never matched. It's going to be so cute. We're in our farm fashion. Our outfits for this farm adventure cost $5,996. And I was like, whoops. I haven't even done anything yet, but I
farmers everywhere are throwing pitchforks at us.
I know. But listen, we look so cute, you guys. And the links to these outfits are going to be on the blog. They're so good. Okay, so I got the stay and cook weekend getaway. It's only $1,466 per couple. So total, I'm spending $29.32 for both of us to stay in different rooms and to cook. And that includes your meals.
Oh, that's yeah. great.
So when you think about it that way, it's not terrible. Now, they also have on this farm a self-service farm stand. Mm-hmm. And it's open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And they sell all of these handmade and small batch jams, jellies, chutneys. They have all this fresh fruit that was picked at its peak. And it's a minimum of 6 items per order. I decided to go through their site and literally buy 2 of everything. So one for us to enjoy while we're there. So we could do like extra picnics or just like noshing in the cabins or whatever, and then an extra one of everything to take home and kind of split up and enjoy when we get home. So we're going to spend for 2 of everything in this store approximately $700.
Okay.
On all this farm jam jelly chutney stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of farms in Philo, California, FYI.
Oh, this is like farm town.
This is farmland. But they're okay. all like kind of bougie and awesome. But the next farm I'm going to for a day trip is called Blackbird Farm. And what's cool about them is they are also a nonprofit organization dedicated to educating students and their visitors about sustainable living, agriculture, and livestock. So what happens is you can actually go and learn about how to make cheese. You get to look at the equipment. You get hands-on practice on how to make yogurt and how to actually, you know what I want to do, bucket list, milk a cow. So basically it means cow to table, right?
Cow to table.
Yeah. Everything's cow to table. I made up that. They didn't say that.
I don't think they would. No. I don't think that they'd be like, here's Elsie. Do you like the ribeye porterhouse? What are you? What are you? And they take like a Sharpie. You know when you go like have a surgery? Oh my they take God. A Sharpie and they put like a little X and you take a picture next to it. Like you and your kids.
I'm about to eat that.
Oh my gosh. Terrible.
They're like, sorry, here, here's Elsie. A knife. Go for it. I thought it'd be fun cow to table, not necessarily meaning the meat part, but like, you know, the cheese and the yogurt and all of that.
Oh, right.
So they didn't have any prices on how much it costs to go and like get this hands-on learning experience, but I'm going to pay them $100 per couple. So we're going to give them $200 to go learn how to milk a cow and turn that milk into yogurt and fresh cheeses, which is literally like when I think about that process, I'm so fascinated. Like I want to do this so bad and I know I still haven't milked a cow and it is – I'm turning 40 this year. So guys, I need someone to come through. I need to milk a cow. Like, I'm already halfway through my life. Like, come on. All right.
Yeah, but look at all the time you haven't focused on milking a cow.
That's like, true.
You have so
I haven't
much
been actively trying to milk a cow
yeah,
for 40 years.
I feel, you know, when you're like, man, I haven't done that yet. And it's literally not anything you've made any steps to do.
I've just talked about it.
It's just. I mean, sometimes we pretend that saying it out loud on the podcast is a step. This doesn't count.
I know. I keep thinking that some like magical being is listening to this podcast like every week and just like making a list and being like, yeah, I'm going to make that happen for them.
When people are like, who are your avatar at the podcast conferences? I'm like, a secret billionaire in his bat cave waiting to sponsor us.
Yes, it's exactly that is our avatar. Like I'm using that. That's who our avatar is. So it's just making notes. I will make their dreams come true.
I'm just waiting for them to get their stuff together just enough where I can sign that check.
Yep. One more year. Just one more year on the podcast.
Where are you, Bruce Wayne? Is that his name, Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne, yeah. Right?
Yeah, where are you?
Yeah. Oh okay. Man. Yeah. Okay. So the
about your day.
Farms. Yeah. So the next farm I'm going to is actually a winery, but it's called Pennyroyal Farm. This is a winery right there, just a few minutes outside of Philo, California. And here's what it said. I had to do research. I did Google all of this, but on their page, it does say this. It says, "Come visit us at the winery where every vine is suckered by sheep." I didn't know what that meant. So I had to do some research.
Suckered
by sheep. And they're proud of it.
By
So I was like, what does that mean?
Tell me what that means.
Okay, so basically it's a thing now where you can get these like baby sheep that literally go into these wineries. They keep them on the wineries because they are eating the weeds and the grass between the rows. But not only that, they eat the suckers at the bottom of the vines.
What's so a sucker?
It's like, I think it's like those little, they kind of like stick to your clothes when you run through things.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But then I thought, those are sharp. So does sheep actually eat those or do they suck them? Because it says they're suckered by sheep. It doesn't say the sheep take the suckers. So I'm trying to figure out where the verb is and where the nouns are. But it does say every vine is suckered, the verb, by sheep. So
like suckered, U-C-K?
Yeah, like suck. Like I think they go up to the vines and they go and they suck something off of the vine. And I think this is good. And it makes the wine, you know, fruit better.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's like a thing and they're proud of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking it up right now. It's definitely like a fad. It kind of sounds like goat yoga for wine.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's a lot. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, but okay. I'll try that suckered wine. Whatever. Cool. So we're going to do their wine and cheese tasting there, where they are going to give us a flight of their estate wines paired with a tasting of seasonal farmstead cheeses. This is only $25 per person, which I feel like is really good for all of that. So we're going to spend with tip about $150 for the wine and cheese tasting at the Penny Royal Farm. And listen, I have already went to 3 different farms. I really went hard on the farm magical word. So I visited 3 farms in Philo, California with you and your significant other, which I'm so excited to meet. And so that brings my total to $9,972.
Hey there, listeners. Shopping for books just became so much better. Online ordering convenience that helps local independent bookstores. Learn more at $10kdollarday.com/books, where you can shop our curated list from Bookshop, an online bookstore with a mission to financially support local independent bookstores. They believe bookstores are essential to a healthy culture. And hey, we at $10K Dollar Day believe that too.
There it is. There it is. Such a that date didn't sucker at all. It wasn't bad at all. Not bad.
You gotta save it for the intro.
So stupid. Oh, you're right. Now we have no more puns. By the way, everyone, if you are a longtime listener, I just need to tell you that recording the intro is one of my favorite parts of our process, because here's what you don't know. We plan nothing.
No.
So
they're not surprised if they're a longtime listener.
That's true. But we literally go through and we'll go, okay, we've got words. Let's just pull out words. We pull 3 to 5 words and then they're just random word salad. And like the improv game of your nightmares, one of us will eventually say, I got it. And then we record it. And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, that's as much goes in. So if it's lame, it just stays in. And I don't know. I don't know if that's the right choice. Should we even be giving advice? I don't know. Okay.
Yes, we should.
Yes, we should.
We are the experts on most things, which is why you should stay tuned to all of our endeavors.
So many of them. Okay. Are you ready for my farm day?
I am so ready.
All right. So you went to a farm, an apple farm and many other farms in California.
I did.
And I chose a farm I've been to.
Oh, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. And it is an agriturismo location. Does that familiar to you, that site, name?
I mean, half of it is agriculture.
Yeah.
I don't know where the ismo comes from.
Agriturismo is, I don't know if it's like a movement or just like the name of what they call this in Italy specifically. We're going to Italy. And it is rural houses, farms, farmhouses, cottages in beautiful locations that probably were farms or are working farms now. And that's where you can stay. Oh. So they've created these independent, like beautiful farmhouses. I have stayed at this beautiful agriturismo site called Villa della Stella. Okay. It's probably called Villa della Stella.
I love that.
It is gorgeous. We don't often talk about vacations we've already taken on this podcast, but I'm going to tell you I've done half of the things on this list. Okay. And I don't always take super expensive vacations. This was for my sister's first wedding.
Okay.
And we all went to Italy. She said, my dad basically told my sister, listen, weddings are expensive.
Yeah.
Do you want a wedding or do you want to take a few people to Italy?
Oh, man. That's a no-brainer in my opinion.
Yep.
Was it hard for her to decide or was it easy?
They went to Italy.
Oh, that's awesome.
They had a huge party when they got back.
Okay.
Like a big party that was at the house. Chafing dishes, a little more informal, but still the large amount of people that she wanted. You know
what
I mean?
Gotcha. Okay.
The actual wedding was at this villa, and my dad was like, he rented it for the week.
Oh,
and
wow.
my boyfriend at the time and I were able to go. My dad paid for like our airfare there and back and basically said, you've got the week at the villa, airfare there and back, and you can pick anywhere to go home from in Europe, but you have to get there and on that day.
Oh, gotcha.
So we were like, okay, well, 2 weeks later, we will fly out of Paris and we'll figure that out.
That's awesome.
So it was a great trip. And I can't wait to tell you guys about this because obviously it was my sister's first wedding, so we don't look at these pictures very often.
Sure.
So I'll be able to tell all of you this beautiful place that we don't talk about anymore in my family. Okay. So we're going to Villa della Stella, and this is in Montepulciano, Italy.
Wow. So exotic.
I know. In Tuscany.
Oh, I know that place.
Oh, it's going to be great, you guys. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is an agriturismo site, like I told you.
Okay.
And it is gorgeous. This is a villa. We rented a 3-bedroom part of it.
Okay.
So they've got like 6 or 7, I want to say, rooms, and they're usually multiple rooms. So like suites or apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like you're living in, it feels like you live an Italian life. It does not feel like a hotel. It feels like your house. I remember that when we got there, she had an apricot tart, like a homemade apricot tart, like ready for us for breakfast for the next day.
Oh my gosh.
Her name was Chiara, the woman who runs this place. And she like sat with us and had coffee and helped organize the wedding and helped organize the caterers. And she was so excited. Like, it was really adorable.
That's awesome.
We had the entire wedding on the property overlooking the vineyard. And then there's a little like hall part to the building. And we were able to have the dinner in there that we had catered from the winery next door.
That's amazing.
Guys,
so luxe.
Yeah, it was great. Okay. So how expensive is it, you say, to rent a gorgeous villa
in Tuscany?
The 3-bedroom apartment that we rented before, if you want to rent it for a week in off season, $1,000 a week.
That's it?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
You also have to pay cleaning of 120 euros, but okay.
Yeah, wait, that's crazy.
Do you remember this whole experience I just described to you and how it sounded like maybe
the most luxe and like crazy, like expensive thing ever? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So, and we're talking like there's a drive up to this place lined with cypress trees. Like you feel you are going on the most expensive vacation you've ever been on in your life.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It was that's why my father said, do you want to go to Italy or have a wedding?
Oh man.
Uh-huh. Is everyone else out there replanning their lives here? I think you are. Okay.
Yeah, I'm adding this to my bucket list.
I will go with you to this place anytime.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
My sister won't come.
And you know it. See, I love that too. I love that you've been and you know it. Because I love to go places with people who have already been there, but I haven't been there. And they'll be like, this is where we should go. Because I love a plan.
Favorite way to, is that your favorite way to travel? Or would
yes, because I love a plan. Yeah, I want you, to tell me.
Do you not like to discover, do you get no added bonus to like being in the discovery of it?
If it's just me, like if I'm planning for my family and I'm in charge, I do enjoy that, but there is a lot of stress involved because I'm always worried that something I've done research on isn't going to pan out to be exactly what I thought it was going to be or hyped it up to be. So there is that stress. But if someone's already been there, mm-hmm. like I love a recommendation. So if someone's taking mm-hmm. me to a place that they already love, then I'm always like, ooh, I can't wait to experience it too.
Okay, I get that. I think I have equal excitement if I discover it.
Like, okay.
I love to be the person that's like, I found this place.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, it's a good thing we have a travel podcast. This works out really well for us.
It does. It does.
Okay. So there's a lot of vehicle driving because this area, from what I remember, is a lot of hills and cool cars.
Okay.
You know, I love to drive.
Yeah.
So, of course, I rented myself a Ferrari Portofino.
Oh.
Oh, this is.
It sounds like a car mixed with a fine wine.
It's a car mixed with a fine wine and the sun. You know what I mean? Like, it's so powerful. These are the type of cars, too, that we can't really afford on these days because it does require a 10,000 euro deposit.
Whoa.
However, after the deposit, yeah. if you want to rent it for 2 days, that's a cool $2,200.
Oh, that's pricey.
Uh-huh. And... It's not even unlimited mileage. So I added like 500 for mileage because I'm going to drive it everywhere.
Man.
Now, that cute little Ferrari is going to look real nice going up that Cypress Drive to the villa. But I also want a cute Italian vintage car like they had in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
I can find one of those for $186 a day.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
I know. I'm like, photo shoot me out of this thing. You know what I mean? It's going to be so cute. And then to round out my trio of Italian vehicles, of course, I got a Vespa.
Oh, yes, please.
And this rental package from vintagetours.it
mm-hmm.
also includes a driver's helmet, a passenger's helmet, hygienic bandana, a map.
A bandana.
Goggles. I know the bandana. They were really excited about that. Goggles, yeah. Backpack. They give you a backpack. All right. Oh. Gloves, a padlock, and a walkie-talkie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm ready. So that's only $101.73 a day.
Okay.
I mean, I have a lot of vehicles at my disposal, but also that's kind of amazing.
No, I've always. Well, you also love cars and vehicles.
I just do. And yeah. These all sound really fun.
You
to
get
drive.
It from your dad.
I totally do. We love cars. We love cars. So all of those cars plus 350 in gas just to be safe because I was like, here I go. I'm going to be all over Tuscany. And one of the things I'm going to do is wine tasting.
Ooh, there we go.
Now, the wine tasting at Villa della Stella is right next door at Avignonesi Vineyard.
Okay.
It's beautiful. I've taken the tour. And I've done this dinner. So here we go.
That's so cool that you see this is what I like. You've done it. You know it's good.
It's
like,
really great.
This might be the first time in our 4-year history that you guys can completely trust what we're saying.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah. So I do recommend this wine tasting at Avignonesi. The wine was great. I will say we didn't buy the wine. So I don't remember if it like just didn't blow our face off or what. But it was a really beautiful winery to go to. And the lunch that they served us
mm-hmm.
was unbelievable. Oh, and it is in this restaurant on the vineyard property that in my recollection looks like a glass cube. I don't remember if that's actually what it looks like, but in my head,
Did you take pictures?
When I tell you we don't look at these pictures.
That's
yeah.
So funny.
I mean, I just haven't looked at them, but I feel like In my memory, we are sitting in a glass box on a hill eating a dinner.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So like that's what it felt like. And even if that's not actually what it was, I don't want to look at the pictures. That's what it felt like. And that's all I want to know.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And they served us photographs. They served us wine from the vineyard and this beautiful like 5-course meal. all the things. And this area is the type of area where you go to a little village, you go have pasta, they grate the truffle in front of you.
Oh, man. Onto your pasta. I love when they do anything in front of you.
I'm not going to lie. Like, it was a great trip. It was the trip dreams are made of, you know? So, and memories, apparently. So
that we don't speak of.
The wine tasting is not that expensive. It's only $28.
Yeah, that was like mine. $25. No big deal.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to Napa, you're paying $75. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, this is $28. I did get their most expensive wine on their website for the 10K day. So okay. $668. Oh, that might be why I didn't buy wine. It wasn't that it was terrible. It's that I had no money. Okay, so $668 for a bottle of Avignon SC wine. Here's the thing, everyone. It's not just a beautiful location and had a great dinner. It's the best olive oil I've ever had. Oh. So they also make olive oil at Avignon SC that I have not been able to find in the States. Like, I can't figure out how to buy it here.
Yeah.
And I've been kicking myself for not buying it on this trip. Here's your pro tip, everyone.
Yeah.
Buy the thing that can only be bought in that place, because you will kick yourself forever. It's been years and I still look up like every 7 months, can I buy this in the States? This olive
really?
Oil. It was just like incredibly good and I don't even know how to describe it.
Was it like peppery? Was it just smooth?
It was really rich. It was the type of olive oil that you can like drizzle on top of a pasta or drizzle on top of a pizza and then eat straight. It was just like this great, rich, bold, beautiful olive oil that I can't describe any better than that, because
no,
I haven't had it.
No, bold and beautiful. I mean, that's some good descriptive words.
There you go. All right. So Avignon SC is the name of that place.
Okay.
Then it's time to go to a cooking class at
Avignon SC. Oh, look at that. Look at our linear days.
I know. We're both just learning. Did we tell you about Blue Apron? Okay. So then I go to a cooking class. You have to have 4 people minimum. So this got me up to $316.
Okay.
However, you get to keep all the food.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're like, you're going to make lunch, you eat lunch, and then you literally like take it all home again.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Take the leftovers.
Well, for some reason, I'm pretending I didn't eat at that cooking class, and instead I'm going to lunch at Osteria del... Oh, no, I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it. I'm sure it's like Osteria. Osteria. Is that Osteria? Osteria del Borgo. It is a Tuscan traditional restaurant, handmade pasta, all the things. And they call it 0 kilometer.
Oh.
So everything is from right there.
That's cool.
Except their wine. The wine's from all over. But they do focus on Tuscany in general for all of their ingredients. And they focus on Tuscan wine.
Okay.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right? They said the service is informal but professional. Our priority is to make you feel at home.
I love that.
I know.
That's a good slogan.
$80.
Love it.
I'm in there. Now it's time to have some hot chocolate. And this is important.
Okay.
Because I'm in Italy and Italian hot chocolate has no equal.
Oh.
So if you go into, if you're in Rome or if you're in any Italian city, I think the ones I've been in, they have like, you know, when we go into 7-Eleven and we have like icy machines or slushy machines always in the back turning.
Love it.
They have that with hot chocolate and their hot chocolate is really thick. It's much thicker than the way we drink it here.
What is it made with?
I
just
think
milk.
Just with normal stuff, but it's just a lot thicker. So I described it to someone the other day and they were not appetized by the way that I described it.
Hmm.
But just know it's delicious. And to me, it's like melted pudding. It's that thick.
Melted pudding. So almost like a hot syrup.
Say sometimes serve it with a spoon.
No.
It is hot chocolate.
Is it too much, though? Is it like, ooh, this is a richness overload?
It's like an espresso size cup.
Oh, okay.
But these are at, like in New York, where bodegas would be. They would be
That's
at
really
bodegas.
Cool.
And you go in and everyone like, and they have these espresso bars and you literally go in and you drink an espresso and you shoot it. These are not sip. You walk up, you get it, you shoot it, you walk away.
Oh, it's like wheatgrass shots.
It's like wheatgrass shots, except it's coffee and chocolate.
I love that.
Yeah. And you know what? They probably came to America and went to a wheatgrass bar and they were like, oh, it's like coffee, but it's grass. Okay. So I'm going to Cafe Poliziano.
Okay.
They have 100% Pere Negotti cocoa mixed by their pastry chef with water and sugar for dark chocolate, milk and sugar for the milk chocolate, obtaining the right density and a unique taste on the palate. They take their hot chocolate serious in Italy.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm getting that there and their peachy carbonara, which is one of my favorite pastas that is home that is comes from Tuscany.
Ooh.
We don't have it a lot here.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of it.
It's like fat spaghetti with a hole in it.
Okay.
But you can still twirl it around your noodle. So it's not, or your fork. It's not like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm getting peachy. I'm getting hot chocolate. That's going to cost me like, I don't know, $60 itch. I'm guessing. I think I just ate lunch twice.
Who cares? That sounds delicious.
I think that is what I would do in Tuscany is like literally just get on my Vespa and go eat and then go to my Vespa and then go eat. And I was so excited about this hot chocolate machine that I bought one for myself.
Oh.
So I got the Ugolini Delice hot chocolate maker/dispenser.
Okay.
That is $999.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
That's an investment.
I know, but now I will always have like moving hot chocolate around me all the time, ready to go, heated and being stirred. And I think it has to stir because otherwise it'll get the skin.
Oh, on top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
That's amazing.
All right. So I've got my fancy hot chocolate maker, which means I have to get a fancy hot chocolate set. Yes. So I got the Versace Home Jungle Animal Espresso Cup and Saucer set.
Okay.
If you were going to buy 6 espresso cups and saucers, even if they said Versace on them, mm-hmm. would you pay almost $1,400?
No.
For 6 espresso cups?
No. Those are tiny cups. That's not even a full mug.
And then get this. I found an espresso spoon egg set by Christofle.
Uh-huh.
$972. And this is just like a fancy holder for espresso spoons.
Man, where are people getting this time money?
This egg set doesn't even make sense. It's literally like, I don't know, the size of a, it's like half the size of a big gulp.
Mm-hmm.
Shaped like an egg in this beautiful rose gold fancy metal.
Man, that's crazy.
Then you open it up and there are 6 espresso spoons standing up in there. That's all. For your 6 espresso spoons, you have to put a big gulp on your bar.
Yeah, I would want them to be like made out of gold.
They might be made out of rose gold.
Well.
I mean, they're $972.
That's insane, though.
Yeah,
I'd never use them. I wouldn't let anyone touch them.
Exactly. There's no hot chocolate. I don't even want to wash. I don't even know how to wash that.
No, especially with that thick hot chocolate. What if it stains it?
Exactly. Okay. So we'll figure that out. You know, my 10K life is so wasteful. So maybe I'll just stain it and throw it away. I would never.
No,
I'd recycle it. Okay. So Astro Night at the Villa della Stella is exciting. It means that we're about to look at stars.
Aww.
Because this area is not super citified, so there's a lot of darkness.
Okay.
Lots and lots of darkness, which is great. So I'll be able to see the stars. They have a telescope and they have probably a lay astronomer that will come and talk to you as part of their thing. So I'm just going to make sure I'm equipped because you know how I love the stargazing and I can be out there for hours and I need to make sure that I am ready to be out there for hours.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get the Patagonia Micro Puff Quilt.
Okay.
It is waterproof. It's supposed to keep you warm. It's very light. So $249. Going to put that on the ground so I can sit on it. Then I'm going to get some thermal underwear.
Okay.
Just in case I get cold from Arc'teryx. This is like fancy for people who like go hiking and bouldering.
Love it.
So this is $270 I'm paying for my base layer top and bottom.
Okay. That's a lot
of money.
Yeah.
And then it is time to get the LED Lenser H194 signature headlamp.
Oh, you know I love a headlamp.
Well, this headlamp is apparently the one to get. It comes in at $399.95.
Oh.
Let's find out why.
Okay.
First of all, it has lots of power. It's like not just super bright, but David Michael in his review says, this is by far the brightest thing on my head, including my brain.
That's dumb.
Yeah, that's what he said. And people who like need safety, like really trust this. So Corey from the United States said, bought this lamp for my hard hat at work, cereal mill, plenty of tunnels and very dark places, grain silos, etc. LED Lenser, this lamp illuminates the darkest of places. I trust this light with my life.
Oh, I mean, that's a heavy claim. With your life?
With your life. Okay, so this headlamp, obviously you're like, I get it. It's a lamp. It's on your head. The battery life is supposed to be unbelievable. Like someone said they went mountain climbing for 10 days and didn't have to recharge it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I mean, but is that the light or is that the batteries inside of it?
This is really fancy. I don't think you put normal batteries in it because this like has a Bluetooth. It has an app. It has like a thing. So I feel like it's a charging thing.
All right. All right.
There's an SOS distress mode so you can use it as your like signal.
Okay.
There is a strobe with flashes of light with a confusing blinding effect for self-defense.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like this is that's a intense, lot. Right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so everyone, I thought a $400 headlamp would have terrible reviews. They are all 5 stars.
That's amazing.
So Christmas for Allison, everyone. Get this ridiculously expensive headlamp. She'll be very happy.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, now I'm stargazing. I know one thing about stargazing. Allison does not want to come. Now, I know Allison won't want to be there, but I do want to tell her if I see something cool, like a shooting star. So I got us a set of friendship lamps.
Oh, that's cute. Is that the ones where if you touch them and they light up where you are too?
Yes.
Yeah, those are cute.
So I can have it with me. And when I see a shooting star, I can be like, found it. And then you can just text me and be like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I love that.
And you don't have to come with me.
I love that.
So those lamps are $179 for a pair of two. Also, I think that sounds so cute, this idea. Yeah. This friendship lamp is just adorable. I would have loved that while I was at college.
Oh, me too. And they also have friendship bracelets now that light up.
Like they light up if you...
Yeah, so they're like these little, like, they're cuter than like... I mean, they're not as bulky as like, you know, an Apple Watch or something, but they're these little bracelets. And when you put your fingertip on it, it like glows and then it glows on your person that has the other one.
Listen, if anyone out there is dating someone and you think they're cheating on you, get them that for Valentine's Day. And then if you think they're out to dinner with someone, you can just like touch yours and their wrist will glow and they'll be like, I gotta go.
I love how you turned that into such this terrible thing. Oh, no.
It's because I'm constantly writing Hollywood movies in my head.
I know. I love it. I love it.
What would that be if it was a movie?
You're like, the twist on this lovely bracelet that unites people.
Okay, it's dinner time. I'm going to eat what I made in class. Remember, I brought home like a whole meal.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
So I had two lunches. I might as well eat the leftovers of everything that I did. And that brings me to $10,000.
Yeah.
Yes. In Montepulciano, Italy. In Tuscany. Okay, that's what we would do if we had $10,000 in?
Philo, California.
That's right. Or the beautiful Italian farmland of Montepulciano, Italy. Thank you, Yamilet, for that fun word.
Yeah.
It got me to remember a great vacation that I haven't thought about in a while. But
if you haven't been allowed to.
Not allowed. Not allowed. Okay, but the $10,000, if we had them to give away in Philo or Montepulciano, this is how we would do it. Allison, Burns.
So I found a charity called Cars for Children. It's literally just that. It's a nonprofit corporation dedicated to the recovery of missing children and to the prevention of the abuse and endangerment of children. So basically what's really cool is that they help assist families when they search for children. They help them access local and federal law enforcement. They help them with appropriate legal documents, and they actually organize community resources to help search for kids, and they also educate on children's safety. And so you can help them by actually donating your vehicle or vessel. These vehicles and vessels are sold at auctions, and then all of the proceeds are returned to find the children. So it's Cars for Children is the website that you would go to donate the vehicle, but then all of those proceeds go to find the children. So it's a really cool organization right there in Philo, California.
Woohoo. Love that.
Yeah.
In Montepulciano and really in Tuscany, I found this crazy program I've never heard of called the Via Francigena. I think it could be Francigena, but here I'm going to describe what it is. And you'll be like, how does this relate to a charity? But I'm getting there.
Okay.
So the Via Francigena-ish is a walking tour of Tuscany.
Okay.
Tuscany is a big area. You're right. But it is a walking tour because it follows the path that pilgrims used to take in the medieval times.
Okay.
Through nature and through the treasures of art and history. And you can literally do this path as a modern traveler. You can walk it, and different monasteries and different, like, I don't know, like little farms and things have said that they will house pilgrims.
Oh.
For free.
That's cool.
While you're on this walk.
Yeah.
And you can find, if you go to Via Francigena, we'll have this link on the blog, everyone. They will even, it's broken up into legs. Like leg 22 is from here to here. Here's seven places that will take people.
Oh, I love that.
That let you stay there. And it's kind of this really cool, who knew, right? Like secret community. Yeah. So I am going to donate to some of the places that are housing these people. Okay. And specifically the Ospedale dei Santa Cirino e Giacomo. I picked it at random. Okay. It's just one of the places that house the pilgrims. And if you're looking for a place to be housed, this is one of the nice ones. It has use of a kitchen. There's laundry. They have no dryer, but they do have drying racks. They have like a list on this website of all the amenities of every single place. So you can really see it. So drying racks, yes. Bicycle storage, yes. Enclosed space for donkeys, no.
Oh,
they wanted you to know, though. Apparently,
oh, okay. They're letting you know that don't bring your donkey.
I think people might take their donkey on this
one. I love that, though.
I know, right? And so, like, they'll even do a backpack or suitcase transfer to another place on this path for you.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, and you have to have credentials. So you do have to sign up for the program. It's free. But you have to be a registered pilgrim with a pilgrim passport.
Wait, how do you register as a pilgrim?
I don't know the actual process of registering for a pilgrim. That would have required the level of research we don't normally do here at $10K Dollar Day. But I will tell you that they only accept people with a pilgrim passport walking a long route, which means you have to do four legs minimum. So they're basically they're not saying like anyone can stay here for free. You have to be dedicated to this.
Yeah.
This thing. For €5, they will also provide your bed sheets and blankets. You know, it's like it kind of just sounds like a really like I got to go and do something by myself and walk around thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insane. So donating to one of those places, specifically the Ospedale dei Santa Cirino e Giacomo, in support of all of these pilgrims that just want to go see something beautiful and spend some time in nature and around religious artifacts. And
I love it. That.
So cool, right?
So cool.
Yeah. What you got?
You I told did, you.
Because you went first. The break really threw me off. The break.
I know. Okay.
That is what we would do if we had $10,000 to give away. We have some really cool charities that we have found every single episode. So if you're looking for some place to put that extra windfall that just came around the corner, first of all, congratulations. That's awesome. Are you a secret billionaire in a cave? Did you hear us talk about the fact we need a sponsor? However, if you're looking for some more places to put your money, check out the blog, please. And we have found beautiful nonprofits and organizations and people helping the world all around the globe. So go there and put some money in. That'd be awesome. You can also check out our Patreon page.
That's right. Check it out. You can check that out by going to 10kdollarday.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And for as little as $2 a month, you can become a Patreon member and support this podcast. You always get all of our content for free, but if it means something to you and you have that little bit extra to spare, it really does help us. I know people are like, $2 a month, like that's, how can that help? But honestly, it really does. And we also need your help, Patreon members, with little perks. Like if you're a Patreon member, you get access to a little blog that I post questions on. We just had a questionnaire that went up that we wanted to know what kind of merch you wanted to see in the future. And you guys got to vote on that. So if you want a little bit, you know, of control with $10K Day, think about becoming a Patreon member. We love adding to our team 10K, and it really does mean the world to us.
It does mean the world to us. I've been on Twitter a lot with other podcasters, and they're constantly surprised by like things that I'll tell them our listeners tell us. And you guys, you are amazing. You listeners, you're just incredible. You keep us going. I don't know if we would have done this otherwise. We would have just been talking to ourselves, which I guess we would have done that anyway.
Yeah.
You can always find us on social media at Twitter, Instagram, all the places. Please look for us at 10K Dollar Day. And don't forget that other podcast. If you've made it to this point in the podcast, you probably could take 10 more minutes of us. So try us over at The Daily Happy. Some people listen to us while they're exercising, some while they put on their makeup, some while they're making their kids lunch. However it is, figure it out and tell us where we fit in, because we'd love to know. You can also batch us. We're not telling you how to live your life. Let's go to our happies. Allie, what's yours?
My happy is that I have been able to wear those beanies because it's cool right now in Florida. I know by the time this releases, it probably won't be, and we are supposed to stay, you know, evergreen. But it has been really cold. Like, we even had that falling iguana thing that was released. Those frozen iguanas in the trees that just fall.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been happening in Florida right now. So that always makes me happy when it gets
iguanas.
Cold.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I love wearing winter clothes. Winter clothes. That's my happy. Winter clothing.
Winter clothing always.
Always. Layer by layer.
Listen, bundle me up and let me expose the parts of myself I've prepped for the day.
Which is my face.
It's basically just my face. And I might put a face mask on. There might only be eye makeup on. So like.
Yeah, my face and then my finger sleeve.
Yeah, but that's it. Face. Forget lips and lashes. All you need are faces and finger sleeves. Am I right? Faces and finger sleeves.
Oh, that's amazing.
Hilarious. My happy is that I'm very, very grateful that my family has 3 cars. There's enough cars for each driver in the family, which
that's great.
We've certainly had times when we've had less cars than that. I'm certain many of you have also dealt with that in the past or are dealing with it now. But right now we have 3 adult drivers. We have 3 cars, and it just means there's no, you know, it's very easy. And I'm very grateful that that is part of our household.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, 10K Dollar Day is produced by Andrea Canny. The intro is by Stan Collins. The 10K jingle is by Rockwell and Rose. The graphic art is by Jacob McAllister. That 10K Saturday vintage voiceover was by Charlie Hume. Thanks, as always, to Buzzsprout. We'll end this the way we end every single episode, with friends like us.
Who needs amenities?
Recap.